Social media companies in Europe, by law, now have to work harder to stop hate speech. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Facebook, YouTube, Microsoft, and Twitter have signed on to new rules today, to EU rules banning hate speech. That includes, to quote the European law, all conduct publicly inciting to violence or hatred directed against a group of persons or a member of such a group defined by references to race, color, religion, descent, or national or ethnic origin. The BBC's Russell Padmore is following this from London.
There's been a great fear in Europe about so-called hate content written online. Twitter in particular has come under fire. The trouble is the companies have been balancing the need to have free speech online against the malicious content. And the real worry here in Europe has been the spread of Islamist terrorism. This hate content convincing people to do awful things, to carry out terror attacks in places like Brussels and Paris. Many people think it's being driven by this malicious content online.
There have also been vivid cases of right-wing hate speech that have persisted in places not just limited to, but including Germany.
Yes, we're now seeing these companies putting in train procedures to check the content that is on their websites, no matter which country they're in. These companies are pressed to review what's going on within 24 hours, to change the kind of software they've had. Now, companies like Twitter have said hateful conduct has no place on their site. Google has said it already has efficient systems to review notifications about the hate content. Facebook has actually said it urges people to use the reporting tools if they find content they believe violates standards. So you can see these companies being pressed by the authorities in Brussels, but still we have this situation of balancing free speech against this malicious hate content which is published online.
The BBC's Russell Padmore in London. Thank you for this.
David, thanks.
In the U.S., the First Amendment applies, but companies like Facebook say they take action around the clock when hate speech is identified. Let's check markets. The 100-share index in London is down 0.1%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong rose 0.9%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up slightly. Volkswagen stock is down 3% in Frankfurt now after it announced profits in the first quarter dropped 19% compared to a year earlier. For what it's worth, those results were stronger than expected given the costs of VW's diesel cheating scandal. Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports on the German automaker's efforts to pull itself together.
Volkswagen has set aside $18 billion to help cover all the scandal-related costs.
They're making a lot of effort to move past it.
Carl Brower is an analyst with Kelley Blue Book. Part of that effort? Volkswagen is supposed to present a plan next month to buy back or fix hundreds of thousands of its vehicles. Brower says further ahead, the company wants to turn electric cars into a company hallmark.
The company's looking far more really progressive and forward-looking than they did even 7 or 8 months ago.
Volkswagen is also stepping into the ride-sharing market. Recently, the company put $300 million into an app called Gett. Not just for PR purposes, says Brower,
but for a stay-in-business-and-remain-competitive purpose.
Ken Elias is with the auto consulting firm Marianne Keller & Associates. He says Volkswagen will recover from last year's scandal.
You know, people have short-term memories, and really the function in the automobile business has always been about the product.
If a product is compelling and the price is right, he says, buyers will return. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.
Immigration is a key issue in next month's big referendum in the UK. Will Britain exit the European Union? Britain exit equals Brexit, or stay in status quo? EU rules, for instance, guarantee the free movement of people between its 28 countries. And that's worrying some in the UK, concerned about the UK's record levels of immigration. Britain takes in, this is a net figure, 333,000 people a year, half from continental Europe. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been talking to EU migrants in London.
Poles sing in celebration on their national day, not in Poland, but here in the heart of London. 200,000 Poles now live in this city, and there's another 800,000 nationals from other EU countries, among them Italian executive Emilio Foa.
I love London. London is not the UK. London is London. London is a very inclusive city. It's one of probably the most cosmopolitan city in the world.
But could that inclusive character be at risk? Working here in the European bookshop on Gloucester Road, Elisa Padilla from Spain is fretting about the EU referendum.
It is a bit scary. There is some sort of rejection towards immigration. English people don't want more people from abroad coming here.
Immigration into the UK is running at record levels. Public services like healthcare and education are under pressure, housing too. But Italian migrant Daniela De Rosa is still shocked and dismayed by the referendum.
I couldn't believe when I moved here 11 years ago that one day someone would question our staying in Britain as European.
But expelling the 2 million EU migrant workers already here isn't in the cards and wouldn't make any sense. They pay more in tax than they take out from the state, and many do rather menial jobs. All the workers in this fast food restaurant kitchen are from continental Europe. Michał Zduncik, a printing equipment engineer who's Polish, says the EU migrants are hardly putting the Brits out of work.
We basically fill the gap where the British people will not accept those jobs for that kind of money.
Even if there is a Brexit, he says, Britain and certainly its capital city couldn't afford to kick out its EU migrants. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And for the big day of Britain's vote on the EU next month, some big banks and other financial institutions reportedly have commissioned custom exit polls. The Financial Times says the idea is to get an early sense of how to guide financial buying and selling as the polls start to suggest the UK is either staying or exiting. Of course, exit polls in any country have a spotty history, so caveat emptor, as the Romans say. Our producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, and Beatty Jong. Our engineer this week is Jake Gorski. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.